6 years ago, we reported on a Hobart teenager held in an adult psychiatric ward. Matthew Davidson was there because Tasmania is the only state in the country without a dedicated youth psychiatric unit. The state government promised to build a youth ward, though it's not due to open until 2018. As for Matthew Davidson, Felicity Ogilvie has the story.
Matthew Davidson has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. It means he can have trouble identifying what is the truth.
Well, it's very frightening. It's quite scary because you're not really sure what's true and what's not. And the schizophrenia tries to scare you, so you can get lots of scary thoughts and stuff and not sure whether that's true or not.
His illness can also create a fear of being watched. That fear intensified when, as a teenager, he was confined to an isolation room in an adult psychiatric ward. There, staff watched him constantly.
I thought I'd been kidnapped or locked up somewhere because I was really frightened.
His father, Neil Davidson, was determined to get Matthew out of the ward as soon as possible.
He was fearful of being poisoned and being... He wouldn't drink the water that was given. He wouldn't drink
I didn't drink, so...
You wouldn't eat and you wouldn't drink. It's like putting a person with arachnophobia into a room full of spiders, you know. It's just terrible.
The state government says a specialised youth psychiatric ward will open at the Hobart Hospital in 2018.
It'll be great. Really good, yeah.
Since we last spoke with Matthew Davidson, he's finished high school and started university. But some of the symptoms of his mental illness have made studying difficult, so he's put classes on hold. With the help of the Disability Support Pension and a program designed to give people with schizophrenia more independence, Matthew has moved out of his family's home.
They taught Matthew how to cook and how to plan a day and get his meal and then how to get on the buses and get to all his appointments.
But Matthew's father, Neil Davidson, says the family still struggles. And over the years, they've had to rely on police to get Matthew to take his medication.
It's a tremendous burden on a family not having a background support throughout the journey from chronic illness through to being well again.
Has your family had that kind of support in Tasmania?
No, we've only had the police.
The police have been good, though. But
the police were really good. Until recently, you're on the disability insurance scheme now, and there are activities that come with that.
Matthew Davidson hopes to resume his university studies next year, hopefully focusing on his passion for outdoor activity. That includes bushwalking, where the carer provided under the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
I do a lot of snorkelling and looking at the fish underwater, so I really like fish, so I was thinking about becoming a marine biologist.
You must be quite hardy to like snorkelling in Tasmania. The water is freezing here.
I don't snorkel during winter, so it's a summer thing.
And what is it that you enjoy about snorkelling?
I like seeing the fish and just looking at the underwater world, so yeah.
Matthew Davidson in Hobart, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.